Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
The hill I would die on.
Well, well, well. Every second Tuesday we have the joy of listening to co-host of Queens of the Drone Age podcast and tech journalist Rae Johnston on her favourite topic, that being tech, science, gizmos, nerdery. But today we have invited Rae on to join us on the metaphorical battlefield. Good morning, Rae.
Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
I'm pretty well, thank you. I have my army of listeners all lined up, and at this time every week they are ready to either go in and serve alongside you based on the cause for war, or indeed turn their weapons against you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty confident. I've backed myself up with some solid facts to accompany my emotions, but it will be the emotions driving today's argument, I believe.
Okay, so listeners, get your shields ready. Keep your swords in their sheath, scabbard. Oh, look, I wouldn't belong in medieval times, Rae. What is the hill that you are planning to die on today?
The hill that I'm dying on today and every day until the day I actually really do die is that the macaroni cheese that you get in the boxes with the cheese in the tin on the supermarket shelves is the best mac and cheese that you can get. You don't need any of the fancy stuff. No shaved truffles, no lobster tails, no seasoned breadcrumbs on top. It beats any homemade, any gourmet version. It is the best mac and cheese in existence.
Okay, so straight off the bat, I need more details, but I'm joining your army straight away because I have real issues with foodies in general, and I have real issues with the shame that people try and give to people who just enjoy the cheap, simple comfort food, Rae.
Look, it is cheap, simple comfort food. It's also got a really strong root in nostalgia. I think there's nothing more comforting than sitting down with your terrible boxed macaroni cheese. I'm calling it terrible because I'm leaning into it, you know?
So you said tin before, but did you mean box? Because in my head, it's not a tin. You sort of, to take me through the product that you're discussing.
Yeah, the one that I'm discussing, it comes in a box, mm-hmm. and then you've got the packet of macaroni in the plastic.
Yep.
And then the cheese comes in a tin. There's a version where it comes in a pouch, in a sachet, and that's not the one. It comes in a tin. Now, I've got a hint for the listeners because they recently reformulated this and said, new recipe, and now the cheese comes in a pouch. Like all the other cheeses did, and I'm really upset about it. However, you can just get it in the jar. It's right. The same cheese.
Okay, I so respect a hack like that, but I think I have to... I've never done this before. I think I have to go AWOL. Like, I think I have to defect out of the army again because I thought we were sort of chatting about, like, just the pre-made meal type, which I've gone to, you know, the plastic, still refrigerated section of the supermarket where you just microwave it. But the one you're describing sounds like you've got to make something resembling effort.
Oh, look, it is the minimal effort that you can possibly make for a meal. You know, when it was debuted in 1937, its slogan was make a meal for four in 9 minutes. It is the crux of it. It's actually had a really strong root in the beginnings of women's liberation, allowing them to have more time in the kitchen to be able to pursue professions.
But, Rae, it's 9 minutes in the kitchen in this day and age, that's insane. I'm talking about 90 seconds on the microwave. Do you have to, like, boil this in a pot or something?
Yeah.
What?
You can put the pasta in a pot. You can, you know, pot around in the kitchen, do some dishes, wipe down the bench, come back.
So this is not a microwave meal that you're fighting for?
Look, I don't even have a microwave, Sammy. This is a stovetop meal.
Listeners, okay, this is it. I'm sorry. I'm drawing a battle line. I'm on the other hill. I've got a bow and arrow. It's his Hunger Games now. Rae Johnston is arguing in favour of mac and cheese you still have to put in a saucepan. I'm arguing for the microwave mac and cheese. We're both, like, down in the weeds, though, Rae. Like, neither of us. We can both agree, at least, that we're not connoisseurs here. Connoisseurs?
Oh, no, absolutely not. This is a total guilty pleasure. When people talk about guilty pleasures, this is right up there. And all I've got really to back myself up is that it has its roots in science and in making lives better for women. That's all I've got really here.
Man, facts on the battlefield. I don't know how important they are, but we'll see. Listeners, what do you reckon? Rae, have a listen. Okay, someone has just said, OMG, no, 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 no. Ray can die on that hill and I shall run my Epicurean sword through her heathen heart personally. Wow.
I am so used to hearing this. And I will tell you, my husband is an ex-chef. And he makes the most beautiful gourmet mac and cheese with four different types of cheeses and a special bechamel sauce and breadcrumbs with rosemary through it and special seasonings. And I still turn around and cook the boxed mac and cheese and he just shakes his head in shame at me. He's horrified.
Does he try to, has he tried to sway you, or is it just an accepted thing now in the marriage that you will just thumb your nose at his skills?
Look, he knows that I appreciate his skills, and I think he just gets to sit there horrified while I eat it and shaking his head at me. He cannot grasp it. He cannot understand it. Mum, however, is totally on my side. And I think that's because whenever I had to have a sick day, or, you know, whenever we were just having a lazy rainy day hanging out, this is the meal that got put on the stovetop. And we would eat as much of it as possible while we watch daytime TV together. So,
well,
I do have someone on my camp.
I don't think I've ever. Your artillery is full of nostalgia, emotion, and indeed women's liberation. So, but of course, as is tradition, Ray, you do still have to die on the hill, regardless. So, I'm afraid you must now suffer the slings and arrows of those who prefer gourmet food. But just quietly, I'll happily be buried beside you on this hill. Okay.
That's okay. I'm happy to sit up here with the evolution of food, the processed food that helped get us through the war times with low refrigeration, you know, that saved us in the days where natural food was a risk. So I'm happy to be here.
An incredible army commander you are. Perhaps better suited, you know, even in the tent on top of the hill, just ordering your troops into battle with your language skills as well. Ray, it is a pleasure to talk to you away from tech. Look forward to doing both in the weeks ahead.
And no worries at all. Thanks for having me, Sammy.